All right, welcome back. Rowan's on this episode. We're talking NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl and a couple other things. So if you like the NFL, if you like football, you're really going to enjoy this. Let me just see what we talked about. We talked about our Super Bowl picks, Derrick Henry, who I think is a free agent after this season, or maybe in March once the new calendar year for the league starts. Lamar and the Ravens not showing up, if the window is closed for Aaron Rodgers, and lastly, if Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame. I just think that conversation that I've been seeing on social media is so funny because so many people give reasons why he's not, and the only rebuttal people have is, but he's got two Super Bowls, and I don't know if I can take that away from them. I don't know, I'm torn. I'm not a fan of Eli, but like, I just think that's such a strong argument. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. All of our links to our socials will be in the show notes. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We joined the new version of Vine, which is called Byte. We're on that too. I'll put that down in the show notes as well. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so by telling a friend, telling a coworker, your cousin that really likes football, your teammate, the guys you play flag football with on the weekend. And yeah, that's that. Enjoy the episode. Rowan did a great job. I think you guys will enjoy it. See you on the next one. And happy Super Bowl Sunday. Bye. All right. We're good. What's up? Hey, welcome back.
Thank you, Josiah. It's nice to be back.
I don't want to say you're my Shannon Sharp, because that man is so ridiculous, just the way he speaks. But
I'm not that bad. Yeah, I'm not nearly that bad.
No, nowhere near that. No.
I'm working on it, though. I thought of some weird analogies I can use today to kind of get more of like my Shannon Sharp out.
I was listening to them because they put their episodes and they do like highlights for their podcast. And I've been listening for like the last couple of weeks, and Shannon is so good. I mean, he's just so loud and ridiculous, but it works.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Yeah, no, it really does. It keeps it fun and interesting, and it's just never bored.
And he's always getting on Skip about Dak and Brady.
Yeah, I know.
They're better than Stephen A. and Max.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't even watch First Take anymore. And Molly. No, Molly's the worst thing that First Take ever did. She's so bad.
Yo, I've seen that like in the YouTube comments. Like, she gets a lot of hate.
No, like, obviously, think about it. She is a gorgeous, thick Latino woman, bro, and she's getting hate on a sports show. You know how hard that is? You know how bad you have to be for that to happen?
Actually, the way you just set that up, I feel like there's a bunch of douchey, bro-y type, like, a woman shouldn't talk about sports that are saying these things, you know?
No, but she perpetuates that stereotype because she's so bad. Like, I'm cool, like with Undisputed, right? They have the girl Jen now,
right?
I think it's beautiful because she just does her job, and then she lets them talk, and then they refer back to her, and then let her get her input in because she's the moderator. She's not the woman at the table. That's why she's talking last. She's the moderator. She's supposed to keep everything and let everything flow and transition and control the arguments. That's Molly's job. Molly doesn't do that at all. She tries to always step in and, like, share her opinion. She'll interrupt them when they're in the middle of an argument. She'll interrupt them and try, and then she'll make some silly point that had nothing to do with it. It's so bad.
I bet you it would not surprise me somewhere down the line that's somehow going to work to her advantage, and she's going to get, like, a female co-host and have her own, like, version of First Take or Undisputed.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, because, like, she's a lot of dudes watch it just because she looks good. But, like, I'm just saying, she's just not good at her job. Like, I mean, I wish her the best. I don't hate on her, but she makes the show unwatchable for me.
Yeah, because that's the other thing, too. Like, if it's any moderator, male or female, doesn't matter. If, like, you're supposed to be, like, the moderator, like, don't butt in.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what she tries to do. Hmm. So, enough about Molly.
Yeah, we have plenty to talk about here. I mean, the playoffs, obviously, the Super Bowl's next week. Eli retired. Rodgers, people are saying his window is closing. Is the Patriots dynasty over? Like, there's
so much going on. So many storylines, dude.
Yeah, and let's start with, I guess, the Titans almost making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. King Henry. where did he come from, bro? Like, he was always decent. He just came out of nowhere. Like, because, like, what? He has, what, two records now. He has, what, 150 rushing yards in three different playoff games. That's second in NFL history. And then in this postseason alone, he broke the record for most rushing yards in a single postseason. And then not even including, like, the freaking 211 yards he had in Week 17 to become the rushing champion this year. Like, they just unleashed him. I don't know why they haven't been using him more.
Yeah. And he's... I understand why corners don't want to tackle him. Because he's, what, 6'3", 6'2", 250?
Bro, that's BS. That man is huge, bro. Because, Ryan Tannehill's listed as 6'4". Derrick Henry, when you see them stand next to each other, he is, like, obviously and noticeably taller. So this man is at least 6'4 and a half, 6'5". And then, bro, that man is not no 240, bro. I've seen him go against linebackers that are also listed 240, and he looked like he was just monsters over them. I honestly think he's, like, 6'5", like, 250, 260.
Okay, so I just Googled it just to see.
No. I know what they say, but bro, if you just watch him and look at him next to other people that they have listed at 240 and stuff like that, he literally monsters over them. It's absurd.
And it's usually it works the other way. They try to make the guys look bigger.
Like, when they put down their weight, bro, height and weight. Bro, Derrick Henry, I'm sorry. Like, there's no way he's 6'3", 240, whatever they have him at. He's so much bigger than that.
6'3", 238.
Bro, he's... He is 2 more inches and 20 more pounds than that.
He's what Brandon Jacobs was hoping he would be.
Yeah, dude. I always think about Brandon Jacobs when I watch Derrick Henry. I'm like, dude, you couldn't even give us half of that. But, I mean, it's hard. That's why most tall running backs don't make it, because they get injured a lot, because the dudes are always going for their knees, and they're just not built proportionally, like, too right. But he's making it work, man. And he's not even just like he's a bruiser. He breaks a bunch of big runs.
Yeah, no, he's got a little burst to him.
Yeah, dude, remember last year he had a 99-yard run.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and then, like, past 3 years, he has, like, I think it's 19 or 20 runs over 20 yards. And then it's, like, 7 or 8 over 40 yards. Like, it's crazy.
Sorry, I'm hung up on Brandon Jacobs still, because I just looked it up. He was 6'4", 265.
Yeah, I honestly think Derrick Henry's right there.
What ever made that man think, let me play running back?
Here's what happened. Like, he had a high school coach that was like, you know what, we suck, so just put the biggest dude back there. And then he realized how good he was.
Is that what actually happened, or is that what you think?
No, I'm just guessing. Because you ever see the high school kids? Like, it'll be like a 300-pound running back, and then no one can tackle them just because they're freaking high school kids.
Yeah. Bro, that's so weird looking. He's massive.
Yeah, no, he's huge. He's about to be set up, bro, because this was his contract year. He picked the right year to ball out. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. I think he's going to be the leading free agent. Everyone's going to be going after him. He's probably going to end up the highest paid running back. I don't see how he can't.
You think the Titans are going to take him? They're going to bring him back?
I mean, he's unrestricted, bro, so he's free. I'm sure the Titans want to, but who knows what his price is going to be. Because if you're a team that's a running back away or whatever, mm-hmm. aren't you going to – you'll pay a little bit of extra for that. And he's proven that he can handle it.
Okay, so let's try to think of, like, teams that need a running back and are willing to pay top dollar for one. Like, does anybody come to mind?
I'm thinking – well, Texans need, like, everything.
Oh, imagine. God.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, Texans or Seahawks.
Yo, that'd be insane if the Seahawks got him too.
Yeah, and those are the main two that are popping out to me that, like, would just be able to really, like, that'll make them from contenders or, like, just playoff contenders to Super Bowl contenders, you know?
Damn. Oh, I really hope that happens. Derrick Henry to the Seahawks. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, nah, because, you know, his career has been beautifully set up, bro. Because this is about to be a second contract. He's what? He's 26. So then.
He is?
Yeah, he's only 26.
I thought he was younger.
Yeah, no, he's just finishing up his first his rookie deal.
So this is his contract year. We know that for sure. So,
yeah, 100%. He's about to be an unrestricted free agent. Like, he literally is right now.
Wow.
And that's why I think he's going to have to be the highest paid, just because of how he finished off this year. Because even though, like, he doesn't have the numbers that, like, Zeke and Le'Veon put up, but because he just finished off so hot, and then they can't use nothing off-field against him. And they also can't say, like, oh, your workload's been so heavy before this, your career is going to have to definitely tail down like running backs do. But this is his first season with over 300 carries. So he hasn't been beat up. He's been splitting time with the other running backs from past seasons. So he is good, man.
I want to look at his stats real quick just to see, because if they're not feeding him the first 2 years, that would make a lot of sense.
No, they weren't feeding him at all, man. They were splitting like 50-50 with the carries. Last year, I think he had like 215 carries, and the year before that, it was like just like 115.
Why is it only showing? Hold on. He would fit.
He's fresh.
He would fit perfectly in Seattle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because Seattle desperately needs a freaking running back. They're over here bringing Marshawn Lynch out of retirement. Okay.
Look
he's
at this.
Fresh as hell. He's
yeah,
fresh
yeah.
as hell.
So yeah. He got drafted in 2016. He had 110 carries. 2017, 176. 2018, 215. This is the first year he had over 300 touches.
Yes, yeah, that's what I said. That's crazy.
And his average is the most.
Yeah, and think about with Zeke, like why the Cowboys didn't really want to pay him is because dude just had over 1,000 touches these past couple years. So they're already thinking like, oh, he's already about to be in regression mode. He's gonna start reclining.
Right.
And also the off the field stuff doesn't help. And then that was the same argument that teams used against Le'Veon when he wanted to get his money. They were like, you've had 400 touches, like 300 carries and 100 catches past 3 years. You're beat up. You're not the same. But this dude, he's coming off one of the hottest rushing streaks ever in NFL history, and he's fresh.
And let me tell you, on NFL.com, it has his height the same at 6'3", but his weight at 247, so a 10-pound difference.
Yes, that's huge.
And also, all categories, attempts, average – or yards, total yards, and rushing average per carry all went up every year. So this year it was 303 attempts, over 1,500 yards, and averaging 5.1 yards a carry. And yards per game went up as well. And touchdowns, consistently. All those categories went up.
Dude is a monster truck, man. It's absurd. You saw when he ran over Earl Thomas?
Yeah, no, he stiff-armed him twice. He, like, stiff-armed him so hard, he turned him around and then stiff-armed him in the back.
That's all I'm saying. This man ain't no 240, bro. His stiff arm alone is 100 pounds. Get out of here.
Yo, oh, man. Now that you said the Seahawks, I really hope they try to make a move, because, like, he would totally fit that system, and then
yeah, 100%.
They would be unstoppable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, especially with DK Metcalf going deep and, you know, obviously Russell Wilson.
If they're as good as they are with just Russell putting the team on their back every single game, if they have a solid running back, forget it.
Yeah, because if he goes back to the Titans, that's not the worst idea. Because I actually think Ryan Tannehill could play now.
But Russell.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying Ryan Tannehill better than Russell. just saying, yeah, because he's Derrick Henry's openly said he wanted to stay with the Titans. But obviously money can change that. And your agent feeding into your ear will also change that. But
and having a quarterback like Russell Wilson, and like you're an immediate contender.
Yeah. And he's a running back. You're not taking a hometown discount or none of that BS. Like, this is probably your last big contract, most likely, as a running back. So you got to just take the most money you can get.
But, this is the other thing, too. So I don't know. I don't remember if the situation is like this, but did Tannehill sign a one-year deal with the Titans? Is he a free agent after the season, too?
Oh, yeah, he is. They
have to decide then if that's the case.
They know they don't have to pay him that much. Like, he'll make maybe like 25 mil, I'm thinking. It can't be nothing higher up there, man. I understand he won a couple of playoff games, but dude was just riding Derrick Henry's ass.
Yeah. Yo, listen, we understand that, but we've seen time and time and time again guys getting overpaid in the league, especially at quarterback. Especially at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think even 25 is high. But I do think he's solid. I honestly think with the right circumstances, they could win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback and Derrick Henry at running back. Because, yo, I know he didn't throw the ball much, but when he did, yo, dog, he was throwing dimes, bro.
All right, we take Derrick Henry out of the picture. Can he still win a Super Bowl?
No, not at all. He's not. Okay. They're not making the playoffs. They're going to be 6-10. Right.
I just wanted to make sure on that.
Oh yeah, I'm not stupid. I do believe he is good enough on a good team to win a Super Bowl. I honestly believe that.
You're not sipping the Ryan Tannehill Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I feel like maybe they could have beat the Chiefs. I think what happened was someone told Ryan Tannehill the Super Bowl was in Miami, and he was like, I'm not going back there. And that's why they lost.
You know, there's so many Dolphins fans down here that are, like, just baffled at how well he took the team and how far he took the team.
Yeah, that's Dolphins. That's what they get, man. They just them, the Browns, those are just two franchises I just think will never be good.
And the Dolphins. And
sorry, I was trying to be nice to you.
You know what? I'm done with them, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it's not even like the coaches or the players' fault. It's the upper management. That's the issue with those two franchises. I don't think they'll ever get past that. It's the GMs and the owners that keeps getting in their own way.
Yeah, that's so annoying when owners like who are just because they're billionaires, they think they have like some sort of football knowledge and they can make calls like that. Like,
yeah, because I mean, you actually got to give respect to how the Dolphins finished the season. Just because, like, do you remember the beginning of the year where the owner was, like, saying, like, yo, we're trying to tank. He was trying to get rid of everybody. And then the coach there, I forget his name, but he's like one of the few black coaches still left. He actually got them to really, like, rally towards the end of the season. You saw how they beat the Patriots and messed up their playoff hopes.
Yeah, being in Miami and most people being Dolphins fans, they were, like, complaining that, like, why would we tank? Why would we tank? Like, they were kind of upset about it.
Nah, it makes
sense.
But
I told people, I was like, yo, that might be the best thing for that organization. It's just go have a fire sale, get rid of everybody, start completely from scratch. And they have, like, what, 3 first-round picks next year?
Yeah, get Tua or Burrow or whoever you want, and bam.
Like, I think you got to give up 1 year so you could set up potentially at least a decade of good football, you know? Maybe.
Yeah, and 100%, especially when you know going into that year, dude, Ryan Fitzpatrick is your quarterback. You're not going anywhere.
You'll win games you shouldn't and lose the ones that you should. Or should win.
And unfortunately, in the league, there's more games you should win, so you're going to lose all those.
Yeah,
we lost track. Back to Derrick Henry.
The Titans just in general. So they go to New England, beat the Patriots. They go to Baltimore, a 14-2 Baltimore team, and
stunned the hell out
dominated them.
Yeah.
Which was, I feel like, to me, it was more so the Ravens choking and not showing up more so than the Titans flat out beating them.
No, I agree with you. The Ravens are playing scared, man. Because, first of all, they were rusty as hell. I don't know whether to blame that on them taking the couple weeks off or resting towards the end of the season.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah. That's fair. I'm not going to go anyway towards that. But they look rusty. I mean, you go to that to the interception, right? Lamar Jackson had a clean pass. This is when they were driving down the field, too, when it was still 0-0. And then he just overthrows Mark Andrews. It gets tipped, picked off. That messed up that drive. Next thing you know, we're in the second quarter. They're down, what? It was like 7-0 or 7-3. And then freaking Lamar hit Seth Roberts on a deep pass. Dude had a clean lane up the sideline for like a long touchdown. He drops it. Then we go into it's still in the second quarter. Ryan Tannehill throws a horrible pass. They drop the pick. Like those are all the kind of plays that the Ravens made during the regular season that they weren't making now when it mattered most.
And they should have never went for it on fourth down in the first quarter. There was no need to do that. They got cocky for no reason.
Yeah.
And Lamar threw a lot of bad balls. High balls behind receivers. Yeah, yeah. Like, he was just not accurate that night.
Yeah, no, I'm right with you. And then even going back into the second quarter when the second quarter was about to end, do you remember he hit Marquise Brown, that big pass with 11 seconds left?
Mm-hmm.
And then they called the timeout. You have two plays. You have 11 seconds left. Dude, first play, Lamar Jackson, instead of just trying to do a quick pass, he tries to do too much. He rolls out, wastes 8 seconds. Now they just have to kick a field goal when you could have two chances to get a touchdown at that point. And that made it like 14-6. Then we go into the third quarter. They're right back in the game. Go for it on fourth down again. This is a one-possession game now. It's 14-6. And then It was a on a short field. They don't get it, and then Titans once again have an easy score. Like, they just failed, man. They choked. They panicked. Look at this, bro. Lamar Jackson threw the ball 60 times.
That's way too much.
The score was, the Titans put up 28 points, not 50. Like, you didn't have to throw the ball 60 times. You could have stuck with your offense. But once they were down 14-0, they just gave up completely and panicked and just went to Hail Mary mode. It was ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I blame Harbaugh for starting terribly that game.
Yeah, you do have to go more into coaching. Like, it sucks that now Lamar Jackson's kind of having a reputation as, like, this playoff choker, but
if anybody's saying that, that's not fair. That was his first playoff, or not his first, but.
Yeah, last year was the first, but then this was the second, and it was weird circumstances, you know? Like, he had the Titans just coming in hot, you know? Like, that was, like, a team that a lot of teams didn't want to face. But what can you do? So you have to just prove it next year. But, like, what's going to suck, though, is that no one's going to care about what Lamar does in the regular season next year. Because he's about to win the MVP. Like, he had a crazy good season. But he led the league in passing touchdowns with 36. Yeah. And that's with him sitting the last game. And he also sat in the fourth quarter four times throughout the regular season. Like, that's nuts. And he was eighth in freaking rushing yards. Sadly, no matter what he does next year, nothing's going to matter until he gets that first playoff win. Because if he loses next year in the playoffs again, then you're going to have to really start going to that, like, into choking, or is he cursed and all that nonsense. I can just see it now, but.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. Who was on the other side? So it was the Bills and the Texans, which I don't know why I even watched that game, because that game just didn't want to end, and it should have ended a long time ago. It went to overtime, and I was pissed when it went to overtime, because, like, that it should have never got to that point. The way that Josh Allen was playing, the dude was getting tackled to the ground and pitched it back. Like, what are you doing?
It was a terrible game, because it was one of those overtime games where it wasn't like, oh, who wants – they both want to win so badly. It was like they're both trying to lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, what?
That game was terrible. Oh, man.
We'll just leave that game at that, because then the Texans go and play who? Who do they
Chiefs. Chiefs.
Right. And they
were up they were up 24-0, man. And then they allowed the Chiefs to come back in one quarter. That's absurd.
That's a choke job.
That's so ridiculous. Here's the issue with the Texans. I don't care about the stats and all that stuff. It's Bill Bryan. They need a different coach.
Thank you.
Do you watch their offense? Yo, dude, they're playing like NFL street every play. It's ridiculous, man. Like, I don't, like, nothing looks prepared. Nothing looks set up. Like, there looks like no strategy. I swear they just, like, he's just like, all right, Deshaun, do a 5-step drop and do something with it. Like, and then they're just like, Will Fuller, run deep. DeAndre Hopkins, do whatever you want. We're just going to throw it to you. Like, it's just stupid, man.
Yeah, they're playing in the backyard.
Here's what I'm scared for, is that Deshaun Watson, I feel like his career could end up like Andrew Luck, where it's going to end early just from, like, too many injuries and too many hits. Because, dude, he gets rocked back there. Like, everyone's always talking about, like, Lamar Jackson taking less hits. Dude, Deshaun Watson gets whacked, bro. He gets truck sticked every game. And blindside hits, and it's sad, man.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien is not the answer.
Yeah, I think he should leave the Texans franchise, dude, because I know they're not going to get rid of Bill O'Brien, because they keep being on the brink of success, you know? They're always that in between, like, oh, we think we could break through this next year. So I don't think they're going to let go of him while they're in that kind of mode. I think he should leave them and just get rich and go to, like, a good coach and a good offense.
Yeah, but I think their success comes more so with the squad that they have. Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller. Even their defense is pretty solid the years that Bill O'Brien has been there, but they just can't get over that hump, and I think that's because Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, they make so many mistakes. It's actually incredible that they even get this far every year. Because look at this, bro. Bill O'Brien is doing the same with Deshaun Jackson that he was doing with, like, Tom Savage and those backup quarterbacks. That's the issue.
Yeah, you can't do
that. You have a legit franchise quarterback. And, like, you're still getting to the same points you're getting with horrible quarterbacks just because there's no structure.
Yeah, I like Deshaun, man. He throws a good ball.
Yeah, now he's carrying that team.
And this is the other problem, too. So, like, if the Titans are going to come back and be a good squad, you still got to think about the Colts. I think they're going to be competitive for that division. Yeah, Jacksonville, probably.
No, still,
two teams within your division, you can't play mediocre like that. It's not going to work to get the division, and you don't want to hope for a wild card spot.
Now, you're right, because Colts are underrated, man. I know they're kind of in that 500 fridge, but they compete every game. Like, they'll lose to anybody and beat anybody. They're one of those teams.
Yeah, they're not just going to let you win that division.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm leaving. I'm getting out of there and saving my career.
How many more years does he have on his contract? Do we know?
No idea, but can't be too much left. Maybe next year even, because I feel like he's been in the league for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me look real quick.
He probably has a fifth-year option, though.
He got drafted in, 2017. So he just finished his third year. So he maybe has two more.
Yeah, so. He's not going to get any better while with Bill O'Brien as coach, unless they, like, just really commit to an offensive coordinator and give that offensive coordinator, like, full reign.
Oh, because he's calling the plays, Bill O'Brien?
I'm not sure, but I remember
I think he is, actually.
Yeah, yeah, he might be, because I remember he was calling the plays for the Patriots before he went to the Texans.
Unless he's just using that laminated sheet to hide his butt chin, but...
Yeah, he got a strong butt chin, bro.
Yo, I showed that to somebody, and they're like, that's not a butt chin. Is that an injury or something? I was like, I think it's a butt chin. I'm pretty sure it's a butt chin.
Maybe he got plastic surgery on his chin to get a little thicker.
This person even said, I was like, did he get shot in the chin? I don't think so.
I thought we were being mean. That person was genuinely asking that. That's hilarious.
And so to top it off, in the AFC, you had the Chiefs and the Titans. The Chiefs started that game slow, too. I don't know why, but they can't do that for the Super Bowl. They cannot do that against the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's because Andy Reid does better after seeing the defense after the first half. I think he's good at creating his game plan after seeing his offense against that specific defense. Like, maybe the film isn't doing enough for them, but that's how a lot of their games are.
But that's not going to work against the Niners.
I mean, as long as they can freaking stop the run, because Jimmy G is chilling, doing nothing, bro. Oh, my gosh, yo. It's pissing me off. But I'm going to stay on topic. Yeah, but with the Chiefs, I honestly think, because they can score so fast, I think they can still pull it off, man, even if they do have a bad start. Like, I think the only thing they have to do is just not make mistakes. But if the offense just starts off slow, you know, a couple punts, just don't, like, allow, like, a defensive touchdown or a bad turnover or anything like that.
But if it came down to it in the Super Bowl, let's just say, it comes down to, like, we get to the second quarter, Niners are up 14-0, and they're just running the ball.
I'm not worried.
Really?
A little bit worried, just because you said that.
You don't think at that point they start playing keep away?
Because, I think that the Chiefs, defense can do a lot better job. That's why they've committed to so many defensive linemen like past couple years, and even this year when they got Franklin and such. That game against the Packers, the 49ers versus the Packers, dog, what that looked like, the top high school team versus like some random high school team, you know, like they just ran all over them.
That was such an awful game.
It was terrible. And, like, I feel so bad for Aaron Rodgers.
Me too.
Like, he just has no chance. And a lot of the playoff games he loses, this is, like, it's just not even competitive. It's just because his defense can't compete.
The Packers, with LaFleur there now, need to buck this trend of drafting, and not signing any free agents. And they should pick up a solid two or three studs in free agency for defense. They need to.
They will, bro. I think they will. Actually, cause, I mean, you got to think about it. They still had a really good year.
Yeah, they went 13-3.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was, and they probably shouldn't have. You know, they won a lot of close games. So I think, you know, they get their talent up. More dudes remember the offensive system and stuff. I think they'll definitely be back next year. Because I know you asked me if Rodgers' window was closing. Hell no, man. I'm smelling the fresh air.
As long as they can get a defense that could, like, average 20 points a game and hold teams to that.
They were actually pretty decent in the regular season. They just got manhandled by the Niners, man.
And Seattle should have won in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's fair. That was a good game, though.
No, it was. It was. Because I think if Seattle beat Green Bay, I think they would have made it to the Super Bowl. They could have beat the Niners in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that game would have been so unpredictable because they're in the same division. You never know what happens with division games.
Yo, the Seahawks beat them once in San Francisco earlier in the season. And then the final game of the season, they came to Seattle. They lost in the last play. The receiver was down like at like the half-yard line.
Yeah. Now, remember, the 49ers have been like cardiac kids past couple games.
So, like, if it had to come down to Seattle or the Seahawks in San Francisco, I totally could have seen that happening, Seattle going to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, because I'm just pissed off that the Packers didn't even, like, lay a punch, man. It was so bad.
That was awful. It was not enjoyable.
Because you remember my picks, right? Because I had Niners, Packers in the NFC. So I actually had that right. Yeah. But then I had Packers going to the Super Bowl. Then I had Patriots and Chiefs. And I'm okay. No one had the Titans going. So I had 3 of the 4 teams. So I'm pretty good with my predictions. But, yeah, if I messed up both of the Super Bowl teams, it's all good.
But you had in the Super Bowl who, what? Chiefs and Packers?
No, I had Patriots, Packers. I had Patriots beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. Mm. And then I had Packers beating the Niners.
I would have loved to see the Packers and Chiefs. I think that would have been a good one.
Yeah, dude, I can't. Can we talk about Jimmy G, please?
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, because, okay. You know your boy Colin Coward?
Hey, that's not my boy, okay?
Yo, he pissed me off too now. Bro, he was insulting people for not thinking that Jimmy G, who are not being sold on Jimmy G. I was like, this is the stupidest take I've ever seen. Like how, so because he made this the Super Bowl now, you're like, we're supposed to be sold. I'm like, so how come you're not sold on Cam Newton? You're not sold on Joe Flacco? You're not sold on Kaepernick or Matt Ryan? They all made the Super Bowl too. Like, dude just had an amazing team. You can see that in the playoffs. Dude's done nothing, bro.
Didn't he throw it like 6 times the last game?
Bro, think about this. You know how we say like, everyone's saying Ryan Tannehill did nothing. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. He has doubled freaking Jimmy G's stats. Yeah. This man, I got the stats in front of me. Can I please read these to you?
Yeah,
playoff games. Okay. In two playoff games, this is not an average. This is a total. He's 17 of 27. So he's averaging 13.5 passes a game. He's averaging 104 yards for 208 total. Has one touchdown and one pick. In two playoff games, and he's 2-0. And then look at what Patrick Mahomes has to do, bro. Patrick Mahomes is 46 of 70. That's 35 attempts per game, averaging over 300 yards, and has 8 touchdowns and no picks.
It sounds like you have the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Is that who you're picking?
I do have the Chiefs. I can't stand Jimmy G, bro. Freaking porn star Jimmy, and it's.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah, I know. I love it too. But it's not like I – not that I don't like him. I just don't like how people are trying to act like he's the next big thing. He's done, like he hasn't had to do anything.
But what is his numbers for the season look like? Let me see.
He has solid numbers, but so did Matt Ryan when he had Kyle Shanahan calling his plays.
Bro, man.
Dude has the best tight end in the league. Right there with Travis Kelce, and their running game was ferocious all year. And on top of that, they have what? A top three defense? If not the best defensive line?
Yeah. Why is that playing?
Like, they're not winning because of him. They're winning because they have a freaking great team.
Okay, so on the year, he played all 16 games. Mm-hmm. And he had a 69.1 completion percentage.
That's good.
Almost 4,000 yards, averaging 8.4 yards a throw, 27 TDs, 13 INTs, and 102 quarterback rating.
Listen, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying he's Kirk Cousins to me.
He's not taking over games.
I think there's only one or two games where you could argue that he even took over. And that's out of 18 now. That's my point. Right. And then for everybody saying like, oh, you know, he made a Super Bowl, he has to be really good. Like this, oh, the Patriots should have kept him. I'm like, he's done nothing. I know Brady has had some good teams around him. Brady never had to, never did this, bro. Brady had to at least, Brady had to at least do have like one good drive to win the game. Jimmy G is literally sitting back, just handing the ball off, bro.
Like, you and they and do I, a lot of the like jet sweeps and like misdirections with Deebo Samuel and the other guys that they got. So like, yeah, Jimmy really hasn't done much.
You and I could have played quarterback and competed in those games. Like, come on, man. And that's almost not exaggerating.
Wow. Do we think for the Super Bowl then?
Yeah.
Does he even have to play? Does he have to step up and play? Does he have to be the guy for the Super Bowl?
He'll have to step up, bro. There's no way, because the Chiefs are ready. Did you see what the Chiefs did against the Titans?
No, what?
It was like a 3rd and 1 on like the 40-yard line. Chiefs are like, we know this is going to Derrick Henry. They put in their goal line defense on some Madden crap.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
So, dude, they'll do whatever they have to do to make sure they stop the run. They're going to try to make Jimmy G have to win the game, which is the right thing to do because he throws bad passes every game. Like type of kind of pass where you're like, who is he throwing it to?
So you think they're going to sell out and force Kyle Shanahan to be like, hey, let him throw it. Take a chance.
Yeah, they have to. That's the best way to beat them. Because I'm not sure what the Chiefs can do on offense against that D-line. I know they can at least put up like 17, 20 points, but because their D-line is just so good where if they do get him, it's going to have to be quick passes or Patrick Mahomes going to be running for his life just trying to throw it deep to Tyreek Hill.
Yo, they were saying that D-line has 5 first-round picks.
Oh, dude, did you see them against the Vikings? Like, this is why I'm not even talking any trash about Kirk Cousins. He had no chance in that game. Like, dude, there was times where Kirk Cousins would do a 3-step drop. The whole D-line would push back the O-line into Kirk Cousins' face where he had to, like, start doing, like, 5-7-step drops just to have space to throw the ball. It was absurd. Like, I have no trash talking on Kirk Cousins. He had that great game against the Saints. He proved us wrong. And he just couldn't do it against the Niners because I don't think too many people could.
Well, also, Breeze played like garbage.
Yeah. I mean, but Kirk Cousins, he made some plays, bro. He made some throws. I was like, okay, Kirk first cousin.
Kirk first cousin.
Yeah, before he was like third cousin. Now he's first cousin. Now he was balling. I got to give him credit because that's an OT win. He won a game he shouldn't have won. And I feel like that'll be a good thing for them coming into next year. He can come in a little bit more confident.
But I feel like the Vikings are similar to the Texans. Like they're stuck on the hump and they're not going to get over that hump.
But for me though, they're a better team than the Texans because they're better coached and they have a better chance of getting over that hump because they have a good defense. Like they were 5th in points allowed, and then they have a load of offensive players who they do their job.
But I was reading that they have a lot of guys nearing the end of their contracts. And that they're the tightest team in terms of cap space. So they're going to have to make decisions then. It sounds like tough. The next couple of years, that team's really going to change. Depending on who they keep in the game.
Vikings had 7 Pro Bowlers. And that's not even Kirk Cousins didn't even make the Pro Bowl. He wasn't selected. I think he was like he's an alternate or some crap like that. But because they had a linebacker, two D linemen, a safety, the running back, a receiver. Like, a bunch of dudes make it, like, all over the field, too. So,
you're going to have to decide.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I mean, I don't even know. They'll figure that out when time comes.
Going back to Breeze, is the window closed on Breeze? Because I didn't realize he just turned 40.
Yeah, dude, window's closed, man. People think Brady's declining. Breeze was the third best quarterback in that game, bro. Because they were. Dude,
how
they
dare
were,
you?
And I'm not even joking, though. Like, he was legit the third best quarterback. Kirk Cousins looked better than him. And then every freaking drive, they would have the backup, that dude Tyson Hill, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would have him. He would get a bunch of yards, have him drive. And soon as Drew Brees would come back in, the offense would stall. It looked terrible, man.
And especially because they didn't have the workload of Ingram and Kamara. Like they did the previous season. And, like, I don't think they were able to figure it out. So they then went back to give him the workload to Breeze like he's done.
Remember, I told you that in the regular season, how Kamara's not the same this year.
Yeah.
You looked at the numbers and had to agree with me. So, I mean, we'll see what the Saints could do. I mean, maybe they could get AB still.
So, it felt like Sean Payton reverted to, like, just putting the ball in Breeze's hand and letting him sling it 50 times, which he can't do that at 40, so.
Yeah. I mean, to me, you have to even think about it. For them to even bring him, try to remember when they were looking at AB towards the end of the season, that kind of showed a little bit of desperation. So maybe there's some things that, you know, everyone else isn't seeing that Sean Payton is seeing, that Drew Brees needs as much help as he can.
Yeah, I mean, just age alone is enough to think that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but he honestly just did not look good.
I know. I agree with you 100%. And just some decisions of his were, like, awful.
Yeah, and, like, you can't even, like, you know, with the whole Brady thing, you can make a good argument, like, Brady didn't have weapons. With Breeze, I'm like, dude, you have the best receiver in the game right now, Michael Thomas. You have Alvin Kamara behind you. Like, you can't use that excuse. You got to do something. Like, you're supposed to be the leader of this team.
That guy, Michael Thomas, is insane.
Yeah, it's... Wait, did he break Marvin Harrison's record for most catches in the season?
I think he did.
Yeah. My memory is slacking, but I'm pretty sure he did, too. Like, that's crazy.
Didn't he have, like 130?
Yeah. It's stupid. He was averaging eight to nine catches a game. That's dumb.
Hold on, let me look real quick. Yeah, he had...
I think it was about more than 130. It was like 140.
Oh, my God, he had 149.
What? Wait,
oh,
what?
My God. Yeah.
What? That's 9-10 a game, dude. That's stupid.
Over 1,700 yards, yeah.
See, at 1,700 yards? Yo, man, why was that not hit to this? How many touchdowns?
9.
That's still a solid number. And dude, yo, do you watch Saints games? He's always wide open. That's what I don't get.
He's a new AB, it sounds like.
Yeah, for real. No, actually. Like, he would be, like, college open. Where you're, like to the open to the point where you're wondering who was covering him. It's insane, man. Yo, shout out to him.
Wow. 140. That's stupid.
Yeah, but I honestly think this is time for the Saints to make that change at quarterback, man.
Or at least draft, like, backup, yeah, for maybe a year. Yeah,
it's. I mean, they have Teddy Bridgewater, and they have the...
Oh, that's right.
The Tyson Hill. Do you remember Teddy Bridgewater was 5-0 when he took over for Breeze?
Bro, that's right. Oh, my God, they're set up.
Yeah, so... Yeah, at least wow. they have a backup plan that isn't, like, horrible. So they can still compete. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater can take them to the Super Bowl, but you can still compete with them.
Teddy's definitely a starter, I would say.
Yeah, he's a starter, but he's... I mean, he's like a second, third tier guy to me, even at his best. I don't see him doing much better. Like, I don't see him, like, putting up Pro Bowl numbers or anything like that. Mm. Yeah, he's a game. He's like Alex Smith. He's a game manager. He'll never lose you a game, but he'll never win one either. Like, he needs a team to play well around him.
What was this other thing I was gonna say? Let me ask you about. I'm trying to think if there's something else in the NFC that I wanted to ask. I think we covered all the... Were there any crazy wild card games?
Crazy wild card games?
No, it was Seattle and Philly. That was kind of whack. And then who was the other one?
Oh, yeah, freaking Carson Wentz hurt again, man. When he got hurt, I was like, oh, crap, Nick Foles is going to do it again. But then I remembered he was gone.
Yeah, okay, so I was talking to my cousin about that play where Jadeveon Clowney came in with a cheap shot while he was going down.
Yeah, it was a dirty play.
He kept saying that, like, it was a cheap shot. And I was like, I get that. But he still shouldn't be running like that with getting injured 3 times already and losing so much time. Right. And that's being an issue for him. Like, he shouldn't be leaving the pocket like that. And he should be sliding forward like Russell.
It's playoff football. You just try to get what you can get. But, yeah, you're right. He does not know how to slide. He does not know how to slide or protect himself at all.
Like, he's doing too much. And, like, teams are going to pick up on that or not going to give you the money that you hope to get at some point.
Yeah, because that's why you have to freaking slide like a baseball player. You can't slide head first or dive head first. That's going to happen.
Who played on the other side? It was the wild card weekend. It was the Seahawks in Philly. Yes. And then what was the other team?
Other team.
Was it the Packers? They were the 3 seed?
It was Viking Saints.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, we covered that.
No, but so what are you thinking for the Super Bowl? How do you think it's going to go down? Do you have like a prediction for the score? Do you think it's going to come down to one play? Do you think somebody's going to choke? Somebody's going to step up? What are you thinking?
My prediction is 27-24 Chiefs. Who is going to step up? Not Jimmy G. But I think Mahomes is going to have a Mahomes game. 2 or 3 touchdowns, 300 yards. It's going to be about Tyreek Hill versus Richard Sherman.
But he Sherman doesn't follow.
Yeah, but I mean, not, I know, not like locked down, but I'm just more like Chiefs receivers and skill players versus the secondary. Because I think the O-line will hold up, but that's going to make those, that's going to put more pressure on those players to get open quick rather than, you know, running around, waiting for Mahomes just to throw a deep ball. So they're going to have to kind of change up their game a little bit.
Yeah, because Sherman's not keeping up with Tyreek. No chance. The man came off a torn Achilles.
And he was never athletic.
And he was never fast, ever.
Yeah. He was just super technical, and that's why he's his own dude. He doesn't follow people around because he can't keep up with them. You ever see him against fast receivers? He gets dusted.
Yeah, I mean, it happened the last game. Adams burned him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like even in his prime, when they were like Legion of Boom against fast dudes, he needed that safety help.
Yeah, no, he was never tracking down guys. No.
Yeah. So I think it's gonna, depending on how well of a game that the skill players have. Like, I'm mainly talking about Tyreek Hill because he's the game breaker. I think Travis Kelce will have a decent game. I know the Niners are gonna do a good job shutting him down because of that pass rush, and they'll cover the middle well. But they're probably just gonna be a little bit, just gonna have to depend on those corners and safeties to stop the outside threats. And then in terms of the Niners' offense, I think they'll just do just enough constantly. If they do get off to a good start, it's going to be because of a turnover, the defense stepping up, or breaking a big run. I have no faith in Jimmy G. What are you thinking? I'm not a hater. He has not shown me anything.
Listen, that's fine. And your team drafted him and had him for 3 years. So, like, if anything, more people would think maybe you kind of like him, or you give him like a –
I need him to lose because, bro, if we think of the Patriots got rid of him and they lose Brady and this man now, and then Jimmy G gets a Super Bowl, they're going to look so bad. So I need him to lose for my Patriots' sake. Say what you say.
Before we even started talking, I think I picked the Niners to win.
You picked the Niners? Respect.
Yeah. The thing, I was thinking about it when I was driving home earlier today.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to Andy Reid somehow blowing it. None of the players on the field, it's going to come down to Andy Reid, like, forgetting he has a timeout and he doesn't use it, and that's the game.
I'm not believing Andy, man. He needs this, bro.
I don't believe in the guy.
He'll probably end up the greatest coach to never win a Super Bowl. Dude is like, how many championship games has he made? Because he made 4 with the Eagles?
Yeah, and only made to 1 Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, and then he made last year with the Chiefs, this year with the Chiefs. I think there was another one in between that, too. Oh, man, I want this for Andy, man.
But that's nice that you want it for him, but I don't I think he's going to blow it.
Nah, man, Patrick Mahomes solves all problems. That dude is just too good. If Andy Reid made, like, Kevin Kolb, whatever dude's name was, and all these other heads look good. Like, he's making Patrick Mahomes look godly. I don't think that's going to end, man.
I think it's going to come down to this. If the Chiefs' run defense can actually make stops, it'll be competitive.
They will.
They have a chance. If they can't, I think Kyle Shanahan's smart enough to realize, let's just play keep away and just have 6, 7, 8 minute long drives.
Yeah. See, like, with the Chiefs, because of how the Niners have won the past 2 games of Jimmy G doing nothing, you have to put it on the shoulders. Like, you have to say, like, we're going to make the dude throw the ball. There has to be a reason why he threw 1 interception and they didn't even throw the ball for 2 games straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, there's a reason.
So, you think they're going to start the Super Bowl by selling out and just putting, like, 8 and 9 in the box?
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, now you have to do, like, your base defense for the first series just to see if you can stop them without doing anything extra. Mm-hmm. But then they are struggling to stop the run, just like how all these teams in a row have now. Then I think you just got to sell out and stop the run and say, like, yo, Jimmy G, like, put 8 in the box, say, Jimmy G, do something.
Right.
Because you got Tyron, man. Dude's a beast back there.
Who? Oh, Tyron Matthew. Yeah. Oh, right.
Dude's a beast back there, man. Did you hear the story of how Jimmy G even got on the 49ers when the Patriots traded him?
No, what happened?
So, like, the 49ers, like, reported this, like, a couple days ago that when Bill Belichick hit them up, they were like, yo, we'll give you Jimmy G for a second. And they thought it was, like, a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, yo, you're not trying to negotiate? Like, we'll give you a first. But they're like, yo, just take that.
Yeah, so I did see that. They were preparing a backup in case he was bluffing or something like that.
Yeah, but he was really like, no, we'll give you a second. Bam. So I think, yo, I think Bill Belichick wants Jimmy G to win this just so he could talk shit. Just so you could be like, we could have had that. But Bob Kraft made me get rid of him for Brady's old ass.
All right, so you have Chiefs winning the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers, 27-24.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, man, you're really making me consider changing my mind.
Yeah, I always do that to you, man. Because when I make a decision, I have a good damn reason.
I understand. I remember reading that the last, I think since like, I don't remember what week it was, maybe the last week 12 or something like that, or week 11, that the Chiefs defense has been playing much better and almost like top three defense since
then. Facts.
But, oh my God, if that, I don't know.
Don't make me read you Jimmy G's playoff stats right now. man's done nothing.
Damn, I now want to say Chiefs. I had Niners because I thought they were a more well-rounded team. But if I'm going to think back that their defense has stepped up since, what, the last 2 months of the season, and they're that much better.
Have faith in Andy, bro. Have faith in Andy.
No, I'm sticking with Niners. Forget Andy. Now that you just said that, you convinced me the other way. They're blowing it. I'm going Niners 31-28.
Okay, that's around my score.
I mean, they're not going to hold Kansas City to like 17, 14 points. No way.
Hell no, that's just not possible. Both, I mean, actually, who knows? Remember, they were saying that during the Patriots Super Bowl the best offense ever. No way they're going to be held under 14, 17 points, and they did.
And Todd Gurley got like 2 carries. Remember that?
that was last year. Sucked.
Yeah, it did suck. It was 13-3.
Yeah, it's like the Rams are so bad.
Let's end it on this. So Eli Manning retired.
Oh, that's actually, this is a good transition because I just brought up the Patriots Super Bowl.
And I don't know if you've been on Twitter, but so many people that are talking about this. Mm-hmm. Have been making so many good arguments why he's not Hall of Fame worthy, right?
He isn't.
But the only argument against those people, they just say, but he's got 2 Super Bowls.
Does that matter? Okay. I'm gonna hit you with a good argument, right? Okay, so yes, he has 2 Super Bowls, and not only 2 Super Bowls, but against Brady, right?
Yeah.
So okay, here's my argument, right? So let's say Nick Foles won the Super Bowl this year. Okay? Let's just magically say Nick Foles was like, he was on the Jaguars, did well or whatever. Or let's say he was still, let's say he, let's make it a good story. He was still on the Eagles, right? He never signed with the Jaguars. Carson Wentz got hurt in the playoff game earlier this year, like he did. Nick Foles took over. They won another Super Bowl this year, right? Mm-hmm. Then Nick Foles retires. Are you going to tell me he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, come on. Bullshit, dude.
That's my guy. What are you talking about?
Get out of here, man.
Okay.
Eli Manning has not had a good career, dude. Think about this. I want you to just really realize your only single argument, the sole thing you can say is 2 Super Bowls. That's it. You can't say anything else about his stats. Okay. Oh yeah, let's talk about his stats, right? Yeah, because 3 times in his 16-year career did he actually lead the NFL in something. Yeah, interceptions, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. He's never been first all pro. He made a couple Pro Bowls, but freaking who doesn't make the freaking Trubisky made a Pro Bowl. It doesn't mean anything. And he's only made the playoffs 6 times out of his 16 years. That's the same as Phillip Rivers. And Tony Romo is around the same as well, with less years in his career. So should they be in the freaking Hall of Fame? No. All you can say is the Super Bowl. That's it. And those Super Bowls, he didn't even play that great. Yeah, he won freaking MVP. He won MVP, but you could have easily just gave it to any defensive lineman, because those are the dudes that really carry those teams. Get out of here, man. You are tripping.
His QBR for his career is 84.1. And his completion percentage is 60.3. He's
500. He's 117 to 117.
That's right.
I want you to think about that. A Hall of Fame quarterback. A 500 record, bro.
A lot of guys in the media are like Skip or Stephen A. Those kind of guys have been saying that Eli should be in the Hall of Fame.
They're saying it because they feel like they have to. Because they see the standard that the Hall of Fame has set now. How about this? I'm okay with him making the Hall of Fame, but he has to wait like at least a couple years. If he's first ballot, I'm done. if you're gonna tell me he's first ballot Hall of Fame, then you're just stupid to me, and this is a waste of words.
But 2 rings.
Oh my gosh, dude. Are you kidding me, bro?
I just found it so funny that was like everyone's rebuttal.
Hold up. His name is Alicia?
What?
His name is Alicia?
Who told you that? Where is that?
I'm on. I just look up his numbers too on Pro Football Reference. His name is Alicia. That's my reason right there why he shouldn't make the freaking Hall of Fame.
I just looked at it. Alicia Nelson Manning.
Yeah, that's my new argument.
Or is it Elisha?
Maybe.
We're going to stick with Alicia. I like that better.
But no, on a serious note, though, I just don't think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, think of 1 year where a GM would have been like, I want Eli Manning as my quarterback. Just think of not just 1 year, bro. Like 1 year where he wasn't like, where he was actually like legitimately top 10. Every year, he was in that like 9 to 12 range. He was never top 5. He never led the NFL in anything other than freaking interceptions. I mean, all he has is longevity and those 2 lucky ass Super Bowls.
But he still has them, right?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, hold on. Let me look at his record because it has his record every year. Or the games that he played, at least. His rookie year, he went 1-6. Second year, 11-5. Third year, 8-8. 2007, 10-6. 2008, 12-4. 2009, 8-8. 2010, 10-6. 2011, 9-7. 2012, 9-7. 2013, 7-9. 2014, 6-10. 2015, 6-10. 2016, 11-5. 2017, 3-12. 2018, 5-11. And then last year, 1-3.
And sounds just like Phillip Rivers.
Oh my god! So are we saying Phillip Rivers isn't the Hall of Fame quarterback either? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, he's not.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding.
No, because if Phillip Rivers is in the Hall of Fame, then put Tony in there, put freaking Eli in there, put me in there.
Romo and Jason Garrett are going to be in the Cowboys Ring of Honor Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's fair.
No, not Jason Garrett. No.
Oh, yeah, not Jason Garrett.
No, not Jason Garrett.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't even spot that. But like, because I got distracted. Because okay, how about put Eli in the Giants Hall of Fame, but not the NFL Hall of Fame?
Yo, they've retired his number.
That's fair because he won for the franchise. But did Eli Manning make your NFL experience better? Oh, you know what? Never mind. Because you're just going to say yes because he beat the Patriots, right? But I'm like, but were you ever like, oh, let me watch a Giants game?
Because of Eli? No, never.
No, exactly, never. Bro. You want to see Odell. You want to see big-ass Brandon Jake, even maybe. You want to see Michael Strahan do something.
Yeah, I'd rather watch in amazement of Brandon Jacobs than in frustration of Eli Manning.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, Eli Manning adds nothing to the story of the NFL other than those two phony ass Super Bowls. I'm hating a little bit right now, but even take away the hate and the bias, I still don't think he should be in the Super Bowl. I mean, so I said Super Bowl in the Hall of Fame. Like, your numbers need to mean something, dude. Like, come on, bro.
But you know, okay. No matter what any of us think, I believe they're gonna induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Oh no! I like, based on the standards of the leagues, I know that Super Bowls matter, especially when you're a quarterback. So I know he'll get in, but it's just I don't personally think he should. He's not in my Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay. That's fair. I would even go as far to say, though, I think they'll make him a first ballot.
I think so too, and that's what pisses me off.
They just you know what I think it is? I think it's going to be because it's a lot of media that votes on these things, and they're going to consider like off the field stuff, like, oh, he's such a nice guy, he was a great leader, this, that, and the other thing that has nothing to do with his play on the field, and that's going to bump him to the first ballot.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'll give him credit for like he was really good off the field. He never got in any trouble, and even when the Giants were losing, he had the same face as when they were winning. I'll give him credit for that, but he shouldn't. He just, okay, I'm just, him being first ballot is just ridiculous, bro. But I know that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going
to happen. Because then you're just valuing winning almost too much. I know that sounds stupid, but it's like, it's also right. So like, that's like, so should Calvin Johnson not be in the Hall of Fame? Since he like only won, like, I don't even think he ever won a playoff game his whole career.
Yeah. Maybe one, but
yeah, yeah, maybe one. Yeah. So should that hurt him?
I mean, if you were to, if my personal take on that, no, because he was one of the greatest. The guy was insane.
Exactly, but Eli Manning, you could like, was barely good,
and he has two Super Bowls to take him over. So many people, yeah, but there's so many people who are going to focus on that.
Yeah, no, I understand, because for me, it's like, yeah, he has two Super Bowls, but that was more of a team accomplishment, not because of him.
Are you saying Trent Dilfer's not a Hall of Famer?
Yes, I'm strongly saying that. He's like,
are you saying Brad Johnson's not a Hall of Famer?
100%, bro. Because that's kind of adding to my argument that he just kind of was just on the ride. Like, let's say he balled out, got an MVP, and then like, or it's just something, bro. You know what I mean? He just has nothing other than the Super Bowl.
I just thought about this. If he only had one Super Bowl, I don't think this would be a conversation. I think most people would say no. But the fact that he has two is enough for people to say yes or even consider it. Because we're not having this conversation about Trent Dilfer. We're not having this conversation about Brad Johnson. We're not having this conversation about Nick Foles. But because Eli has two, I think in a lot of people's mind, it legitimizes him. Because it wasn't a fluke. They can't say, oh, it was just a fluke, whatever.
I can't say it's a fluke. A dead clock is right twice a day. He has two Super Bowls. He got lucky twice. I'm not giving him that, man. Like, I know it's a special accomplishment. To think he won as many Super Bowls as Peyton is like nonsensical. I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm going to use it. And then to think right now he has more rings than Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees is crazy. Cause he just wasn't good most years.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
I'm not hating. Like, he had a respectable career.
Yes.
There's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can't argue that. Because even if you take away the Super Bowls, you still had a respectable career. But he just hasn't been that good. Even his best years, it was still more about the team being great rather than him ever doing that great.
And his name is Alicia, so.
Yeah, thank you.
So.
But he will, and when he does, congratulations. I'm not a hater.
After all that, but I'm not a hater.
Yeah, but I'm not a hater.
Oh my God. All right. thanks for coming back. Let's just say again, you have your pick for the Super Bowl. Say it one more time, team, who's going to win and the score?
Yes, I got you. So I have Chiefs beating the Niners 27-24.
Okay, cool.
What did you have?
I'm going to take, like I said, Niners over the Chiefs 31-28. I wish I had the spreads, like the over-unders. That would have been interesting, but
True. I thought those are going to change, like, after every media session until the Super Bowl comes.
Dude, I think once it was decided that they were both going, I think the spread was a point and a half.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
that's a tight spread, I'm about to say.
But, anyway. All right, man. Thanks. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and bye.
All right, bro. We'll talk later.